So now you can see audio waves there. Audio, audio. Check, check, audio. All right, now we're going to start streaming.
Can you hear me?
Can we hear you with what? In regards to what?
Yeah, we can all hear each other. Okay.
Great. Turn down for what? However, don't have anything else set up.
Doing what? Things are happening.
Oh my gosh.
We don't have any viewers here yet, which makes me a little sad. That's okay. But it seems to be working.
If you broadcast it, they will come.
Somebody else say something.
No.
Nobody else is going to say anything.
Oh, did you want all of us to say something? Go ahead, Dave.
So, do you know that they're actually doing the Field of Dreams game this year?
What does that mean?
Yankees versus the Sox. In Dyersville, they're doing the baseball game. Yep, they built a stadium. And they're... they haven't had the game yet.
Really, they're not going to do it in the cornfield?
No, they're doing it next to the everything else.
Oh, they should do it in the cornfield. That would be really cool.
It would.
Kevin Costner field would be amazing. Talk about seats that would cost a lot of money. The benches that they had there. There was only enough room for like 10 people. That would be a pretty expensive ticket, in my opinion.
Some of the tickets are reserved for people with Iowa driver's license only, though. So I thought that was kind of cool.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was, because it's very limited seating.
A lot of people are going to be moving to Iowa.
No one moves to Iowa. They just are all of a sudden like, how did we end up here and why are we still here? That's what happens with people that go to Iowa. How did we get here again? You doing okay, Silas?
Yeah, we're doing okay. I don't know. We might be on some kind of weird feedback loop, but we'll find out soon enough when we are live. We'll see what happens here. All right, whatever.
I'll be on my.
Let's see. One last check here. So one person say something.
Hello, right. Hello, hello, hello.
No, stop that.
Hello.
Something.
Hey, Silas, we are live on YouTube right now.
Oh, I know we're live. I just want to make sure it doesn't sound like garbage before we start the episode. Or that we can actually hear people. So, anyway. Okay. Well, welcome to the CouncilCast. This is episode 175 being recorded on July 20th, 2021. The council is now in session. As with every week, we'll make arbitrary decisions about topics on science, technology, and random shit.
Random shit.
With little background and next to no expertise, all Council Cast decisions are final and have no bearing on anything whatsoever. So, as you can tell, we have a new host this week, and I'm sorry to all of our loyal listeners who show up every week to watch Blaine. He said he's had enough. He does not want to do this anymore, and he is out. That's the end. Also, I think actually what he said was that he has a vacation or something, and that's the end of it. So he'll be back next week, or maybe he won't. But somebody else who might be back next week is Bezos, because apparently he's gone to the moon.
Oh, shit.
He went to the moon?
I think he's already back.
I thought he was in space for only 10 minutes.
I have no idea. I didn't read the article.
Hmm.
I did hear that he was going in a phallic-shaped vessel to outer space, and he's very excited about that. But here he is. Here's a picture of all of them hanging out down at the outside the rocket or whatever. So he's very excited.
Rocket.
Is he already back? Let's see.
Yeah. They didn't stay up there very long.
Oh, it took approximately 10 minutes. Boring.
Yeah, a guy paid $28 million to go for 10 minutes.
Well, that's one heck of a tax write-off.
What do you get for 10 minutes at $28 million? Wow.
Unrecognized losses or unrealized gains or unrealized losses.
So apparently, the billionaire space race, Jeff Bezos, was not the first to fly on a craft he helped fund. That goes to Richard Branson with Virgin. We already knew that.
As predicted by The Simpsons in 2014.
Yeah, predicted by The Simpsons in 2014. The flight, despite a couple of brief delays, the new Shepard launched into space smoothly. Well, that's good. The future is that blah, blah, blah. They're going to keep doing this. And we're, you know, that $28 million is going to go to very good use to help a man go into outer space for 10 minutes. Not feed children, not provide clothes to people without them, but to help one of these people go into outer space for 10 minutes.
Jeff Bezos decided to do a submit for a NASA contract, but Elon Musk got the contract, and so he complained that he's submitting that as complained and then submitted that loss of contract as a unrecognized loss for his company and would be a massive tax write off at the end of the year, and it'd be a huge issue because they'd lose a ton of money. So the government has party this whole infrastructure package and a bunch of other things. They're signing him over a recognized subsidy of nearly $10 million or something like that.
That is great.
Taxpayer money. Oh, I'm sorry you didn't get the contract. Here, let's give you more money, Jeff.
That's perfect. We're all very sad for him. We're all very happy that this is happening. You know,
we're all sad for him. And we're all happy it's happening.
I don't know. I'm great. You know, I think, you know, I think that if Matt were here, he'd give it two thumbs up for space, but I can't bring myself to do it tonight, guys. I just can't. I want something more for my outer space trips than a 10-minute glimpse at the moon from slightly closer to the moon. So
for 10 minutes, how far did they... Do they mean how far do you get if you're going 10 minutes in space?
Just the tip.
Just the tip.
You get
space.
Just the tip.
For 28 million and 10 minutes.
Just the tip.
Okay. I mean, how long does it take to orbit the Earth?
Just the tip.
Great.
I know it depends on how fast you're going, but
they just I don't know. The article doesn't say more than 60 miles above Earth. So I think the tip was longer than 10 minutes. But
the tip was longer than 10 minutes.
The whole tip was, yeah. But from, let's see. Oh, no, the trip took approximately 10 minutes. How is that even possible that they went 62 miles above Earth in...
This is what I'm saying, Silas. They just got the tip of the rocket into outer space. The tip.
Got scared and came back.
Into outer space.
Didn't...
And then tipped down and pulled out. I mean, came back.
Didn't Richard Branson go for like a lot longer than that?
Yeah, I thought he like... I don't know.
I thought he hung out for like at least the afternoon or something. Did some tests. I don't know. I mean, you know what? I give it a thumbs down purely on principle.
I'm saying thumbs down. I mean, it's cool that you get a rocket up into space with a whole bunch of people, but...
An hour and a half.
Oh, yeah. He was up there a lot longer. That's considerably
Maybe they were
longer.
In space for an hour and a half? For 10 minutes, and the flight was an hour and a half?
He was in space for 15 minutes. Like, in space for 15 minutes.
What was he doing the rest of the time? This is completely baffling.
The flight up took a lot longer, and getting in and out. They say an hour and a half initially, but he was only in space for 15 minutes. That hour and a half is the from takeoff to landing.
Got it. Well,
not like the instant they took off, but like now we're on the runway and we're taking off, but they were in space for 15 minutes, whereas Jeff Bezos' trip took an entirety of...
Well,
that doesn't make a whole sense that, either.
That to me says that, you know, they were just hanging out in the air for far too long. A lot like DNA can. That's right. DNA tests are showing that there is DNA in the air. How do you all feel about that?
I mean, there's like dust and skin and things flying around in the air, so that would mean DNA's in the air. That seems pretty logical to me.
Well,
so how did they learn this?
They learned this by...
Did they use their smelloscope?
As
shown by the future documentary?
I have no idea how they found this out. I found the article. It's very long.
It's very long. This is... I can't exactly tell you what it says because it's very long.
Well, here's the scientists who discovered this. They're I think this is them in Discovery right now. Like this is a live action shot of them.
Oh, great. They were figuring it out in the moment. Turns out a 2015 study of air monitors for pathogens in Washington D.C. area found traces of eDNA from many kinds of vertebrates and arthropods, but it wasn't obvious how useful the technique would be, and it's not clear how terrestrial animals shed cells that float away. So this is really for like pollen, dander, other animal dander, you know, zoos are just strife
dander
DNA.
So that's what about animal dander?
Animal dander, plant pollens. A lot of airborne DNA may help reveal the presence of otherwise hard-to-detect animals, such as those in dry environments, burrows or caves, and those that fly out of sight of wildlife cameras, like some birds, like Dr. Lockwood says. So that's a direct quote from this article.
Dr. Lockwood.
And Dr. Lockwood himself. Wait. So,
hey, could you read more of the article to us?
Nope.
That would be great.
Because
I would rather talk about how we think this
might be useful since we know nothing about it.
I think that
I'll give this Discovery 2 thumbs up.
Oh, wouldn't this complicate a crime scene if there's DNA in the air?
Maybe that's exactly why crime scenes are always, you know, unreliable. That's why they always get thrown out.
You know, because people breathe on things.
People breathe on things. Pollen, dander, animal dander, plant pollen. The list goes on.
Okay. I don't really, I mean, I would agree that DNA is in the air, and so I don't know what the big discovery is. So I'm going to say thumbs down.
Maybe that they can this detect is it.
That they can detect the DNA.
So that they can detect it, thumbs up. But the fact that that's like, hey, guess what? There's DNA in the air. Thumbs down. That's like, hey, guess what?
Started to work on a,
there's water in the ocean.
They've already started to work on a device to detect
the DNA. Yes, but now they can detect the DNA. The water in the ocean. That's the important thing. They can detect it.
How do we do this? By sticking our toe in there.
It looks like they've already got a device that they've tried to make to detect this, and I think this is it.
Oh my God. So,
what is that? A minivan?
No. No, isn't that rocket that went up today?
No. I don't know what that is, but that just looks troubling. Dave, do you have any opinions on the on finding DNA in the air?
I can only comment on 4 articles today, so no.
Got it. Well,
those sanctions have been lifted, Dave.
Wait, can we go back to Blue Origin for a second? Have you ever noticed how Blue Origin's logo is a feather that is in the reptile position?
We have made a decision on Blue Origin. We cannot go back. It is final.
It's final. It's
that's true. That is about final. The only rule we do have is that all decisions are final.
Yep. So we can't go back to it.
We can't go back. We can't ever talk about it again.
Oh, man. Well, something else that we probably won't be going back to are megaphones.
These things are huge, aren't they?
They are mega huge.
Mega or MAGA? Oh, MAGA. Oh.
That's right. Dave, how about you tell us about these megaphones? Because I did
can
not
only comment
article.
On four stories. This is one I am choosing to abstain from.
You're the one that found the article.
This article. Why are we talking about
okay,
this?
Well, this is,
we don't even know what
no
this is.
What this phone is.
No one even wants to talk about
this. It's a freedom
this.
Phone, and that makes no sense to me. I don't know what that means. I am confused. I didn't read the article.
This is the one article I read. This is the one article I read. And it was actually really interesting how they came up with it. I mean, these couple of guys just hanging out and here they are working on it right now.
So actually, what I will choose
tell us,
to, Oscar. To talk about this one. Because a certain former president was censored, or he posted stuff that was against the terms of service on multiple social media sites, he got removed. A group of people have decided that, hey, we're going to ban you. We're going to create a new phone to grift people out of money. So we can just like steal money from all of these people. So it doesn't matter. They take a $160 phone, charge $500 for it, skin it with a Lineage OS, which is a free alternative Android to Google's Android. Put that on there. Skin the Google Play Store and make their own Play Store, which is actually the Google Play Store.
So they're not making anything. They're just putting a new wrapper on something across the board, like all pieces. They rewrap everything so that you think you're getting something that is not monitored or censored.
Dude, yes. This almost sounds illegal. Is it illegal?
They are claiming it is an uncensored phone. People can't censor the stuff on it like they did, like
you could have and Facebook on this phone, but you can't be censored when you write stuff to that Facebook app.
No, they're advertising it as you can't download stuff that censors people on it. So no Facebook, no Twitter, but you can actually download Facebook and Twitter on it. There's nothing to stop you because it's the Google Play Store.
Well, that's
but
weird.
They're saying that anybody can post anything to the Play Store because, or to their App Store because they don't censor anything. So They could put porn. They could put hate speech. They could put Silas murdering babies on it. And because they don't censor anything, it will be allowed, which obviously it won't because it's Google Play Store and that won't be allowed. But yeah, it's...
Yeah, I saw some comments on this, actually.
Oh my gosh, here we go.
Yep, let's see it.
Was there an interview of two people talking about this phone?
No, there was some old man yelling at the wind.
There's a news article about this.
We're reading the news article about this.
But it was a
so Dave, hey Dave, yeah, so what?
I can't just get rid of your screen now because I've set my own screen.
It's $500. Okay, it's just a reskinned $120 phone that you can buy off the shelf. But during the checkout process, they've got a whole bunch of coupons, and some idiot just forgot to limit how many coupons you could apply. So when the store first launched, you could apply $500 worth of coupons and just pay $20 for shipping.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. I love it. How many did you buy?
I bought none.
Oh.
Well,
this is boring now, sir.
You're going thumbs to get down. Censored then. Yeah, I give this a thumbs down for just, you know, lying. And just all of it. I just give it all a thumbs down.
Yeah, I agree. The whole thing is a thumbs down. But it's a great article. I mean, it's the best thumbs down article we've heard in a long time.
So. I will give the product a thumbs down, but the execution a thumbs up.
It's pretty well executed. I'll give you that. The multi coupon deal is the icing on the cake. The other icing on the cake is actually technology unicorns. Have you guys seen or heard about technology unicorns?
I have not. Please explain technology unicorns.
Well, a venture capitalist who founded an investment firm called Cowboy Ventures coined the term unicorn in 2013 to refer to what was then a rare, almost magical species, privately held startups valued at $1 billion or more. Any magical attributes aside, today they are commonplace. That's the whole article, people. There was nothing else to this article. I don't know why Google recommended this to me when I typed in technology, looking for stuff to talk about. That's right, it.
So
that's the whole thing.
How long is it $1 billion to ride the unicorn for 10 minutes? What are you saying?
Yes. Yes. Aline Lee at Cowboy Ventures created a unicorn that you can ride for 10 minutes into outer space.
For $1 billion.
For $1 billion. That's exactly what I said. I guess the bigger question.
What sign were you? Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Yours is probably more interesting.
Well, no, I mean, what sign were you born under? Were you a unicorn?
Leo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, unicorn is one of the signs. the real question is, though, why are there so many startups valued at $1 billion? Is it inflation? Is it that tech ideas are getting more and more funding because there's just more and more money to be made in that sector? What is the reason for all of these unicorns? We have a herd of unicorns now. Or is it a flock? I don't know how to describe a large number of
probably
unicorns.
A herd. Probably a herd.
A pack of unicorns? Nobody cares about the billion-dollar industries? You're saving your responses for the final two final two topics, Dave?
No. I just think unicorns are amazing.
Everyone's entranced by the unicorn. Here, let's show our viewers the unicorn one more time. I mean, this. That's fantastic.
That's amazing.
That's just a beautiful, beautiful unicorn.
That'd be an amazing thing to have in your living room at Christmas, wouldn't you think?
Yeah.
That's a hint. He is dropping a hint that he wants a unicorn for Christmas.
An ice
sculpture? Is that an ice sculpture?
An ice sculpted unicorn. For Christmas. Yeah.
But I want it handmade by my children.
This is a unicorn. A unicorn.
Logan, you have children. It's probably a handmade unicorn from grandchildren would be better than children.
I'll take it.
So,
sure.
So get out the glitter.
Glitter. What? Well, how does glitter factor into hand sculpting an ice sculpture of a?
Because unicorns are shiny, sparkly, especially when they're in the sun.
Okay. Well, I kind think of like ice vampires. Does that. Yeah, it's not. There's no glitter in the house. You can have a big giant piece of ice, but no glitter.
Cool. Well, I like it.
All right.
You know, a thumbs up for ice sculptures, and thumbs up for real unicorns. Unicorns are special and unique, and they're very, very rare. And it seems
and
like
endangered.
It seems like
endangered, very endangered,
very endangered. And it seems like these billion-dollar—they're
endangered on every planet they're on.
Are in not every, actually rare anymore. So I give every, a thumb down.
Every reality that we see unicorns in, they are endangered.
Well, you
they're
know
not what, even extinct. They didn't exist.
You know what? You know what is extinct, though, are
did exist. Okay.
Beetles from 230 million years ago. Huh. They were found.
How do we know this?
In poop.
Here we go.
Go it. On. Please.
Searching.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me read the article really fast, and then I'll tell you more about it. So a Celesosaur, Opalinus, I can't read, was hungry. That's a dinosaur, I'm guessing. It stood about as tall as a Great Dane, and yes, we're into the random shit articles, obviously. they foraged for food in swamps, vegetables, blah, blah, blah. They ate stuff, including
beetles?
The first ever insect species described, and it was fossilized in some poop. Historically, they did some research and they studied a bunch of this, and they found a lot of poop, and there were a lot of bugs in this poop. Oh, this is the graph that we need to see. Let's start this sucker over. Hold on, everyone. Look, it's rotating poop. This is what everyone shows up for. It's computer-generated 3D rotating poop with bugs in it. I mean, I'm not really interested in learning any more about this article than the fact that they made this, that somebody spent time making this. Like, how do we show the bugs in the poop in a way that will keep people captivated for hours, and this is it.
So clearly dinosaurs do not chew their food. I think we can take that away from this. I don't know if it's 230 million years old, but clearly dinosaurs did not chew their food. Because these are entire... What are these again? Beetles?
Bugs. Some kind of bug.
Yeah, these are entire bugs. They just like lick them up and swallow them whole. Don't they chew their food? Dinosaurs are disgusting.
Apparently,
they didn't even mush and swallow. Be a man. Come on. What is wrong with these? They just
Kuivenstrom and Frankenstick say more insects, more secrets to insects evolution might wait within the many poop fossils paleontologists have already found that date to the Triassic period and earlier. Now that makes me happy. That makes me happy that we will be able to find out the secrets of the universe.
So how are they
in here?
Are they fossilized inside the poop as well as the bugs that Hammond found in Amber?
Obviously, yes. We could recreate these prehistoric bugs.
You know, I'd like to know. I'd like to see that all of the bugs are carbon dated, because I'll bet you some of them are 10,000 years old, and some are 230 million years old, and some
are... as we know, ancient, like...
That sounds like a really bad idea.
Bugs that old are always going to be massive, because everything back then was massive.
Mm-hmm. These seem like
regular-sized
bugs.
Plus they swell up in the... I think after dinosaurs swallow the bugs, they swell up bigger, don't they?
Yes, like rice.
Oh, that's shrimp. Like shrimp. Shrimp, when you eat shrimp, it swells up to twice, three times the size? How many size?
A lot.
Four times the size.
Larger. Yes, they become much larger.
Like if you were to go to a seafood place and you had all you could eat shrimp and you ate maybe like 50 or 60 or 100 shrimp, they multiply like four times as big, you would explode.
This is true.
This is a fact. This is science.
I give that a thumbs up. I give science a thumbs up. You know, I like that we've spent a lot of time in the past exploring things, but now it's time to come back to the future for a cow poop accident.
How many millions of all... What?
Manure. I hate manure. Apparently a semi crashed and it had poop in the back. And a dump truck spilled cow manure on the roadway. It's everywhere. I mean,
I found this accident. This is not a joke. I know you guys think I'm joking. I've done a lot of jokes, but I did. I was looking this up and I found live footage of this accident. Do you want me to play it?
Sure. Oops. Yes. Oh man, this accident looks intense. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
This is not as funny. You are not Conan.
I don't think this is what it was at all.
Yeah, no, it was a real accident and it was a real semi and it was real cow poop. This marks the latest in a slew of odd incidents on the road. Earlier this month, a woman was seen in a viral TikTok video attempting to remove an alligator from a busy Louisiana road by kicking it in the face. The unidentified woman continued to attack the alligator, who grew so agitated, it bared its teeth. Great.
is this like a trend? These manure spills, you know, like tankers and oil spills. Is this something, environmental impact, that we're going to have to deal with over time? Is something we need to be concerned about?
I don't think so. This is just some random shit. So nothing to worry about here. I think they got it all cleaned up. So thumbs up. I didn't read much more than that. Who's ready for some Elon Musk pitches?
You know, the picture just really doesn't quite just go to the same level that my mind does with the story. So
yeah, I'm a little sad about it as well.
Yeah, there needed to be more for it to be a big deal. Manure all over the highway. It was a pretty small area, actually. I'm gonna say a thumbs down.
The accident is way worse than the
I think I thumbed down. Did I thumb down everything tonight?
I think you did. I think this just goes to show when we hastily pick topics last second before the episode starts, going to be terrible.
I probably should have thumbed up something, but you're right, Dave. All decisions are final. Dang it.
Yep.
Well, should have stuck with the thumbs up on the unicorn.
Anyone have any pitches for Elon? See if we can save this episode.
I think Elon should take a shit in the middle of the highway.
Okay.
I don't know why.
That seems like the most likely thing that he will do.
I'm not sure he'll do that, but that's an interesting suggestion.
Sure. I give it a thumbs up. Let's just see if he does it. Let's check it out. I don't know why not. Elon is not happy about that one.
Okay, I have one. So many of you are aware that there are semis overturning all over America and spilling manure all over the interstate.
Yeah.
And this is a common occurrence causing issues in all 50 states and so all some of the other places.
We need some sad background music so we can donate for less than a quarter a day.
Yeah, for less than a quarter a day, you too can have manure spilled on your lawn by one of these semis. So I'm just thinking that maybe he can come up with some sort of carrier, some sort of transport that would get manure safely from point A to point B without it spilling all over everyone's front lawns and driveways and splattering up on their windows. You know, this is a big deal. So I'm just hoping he can step up and create spill-proof manure transport vehicles.
Sad idea.
Also, it would be good if they were if they could drive themselves, because no one wants to drive poop around.
Yeah, self-driving poop machines.
Self-driving poop machines that don't leak.
Machines without leakage. Perfect.
If your poop leakage machine,
out the rear.
If your poop machine is having leakage, you should probably see your doctor.
We talk about too much shit on this show.
Well, you know, I think that self-driving poop machine without leaks, that's a great idea. I am down to clown with that. I give that a thumbs up.
I do too. I think it's a great idea.
Well pitched.
No, you can't give thumbs up. You can only give thumbs down. We've already established that.
Logan.
I wanted to change that.
Any ideas, Logan?
I would... I have an idea.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be great if Elon Musk could come up with an internet service that never has signal drops ever. I doubt that he's ever started anything like it, and I doubt that he's even begun to brainchild this idea, but he should be able to provide internet to the world with zero drops.
Great.
I couldn't agree more.
Yep. That sounds like a perfect idea.
Oh,
I could agree a lot less, but I don't know.
I've got another thing to add to the megaphone. The Freedom OS, as it's called, is currently based on Android 7.0. The current version is Android 11, with 12 coming out this fall. So it is running a 4-year-old operating system that is not compatible with a lot of apps that are out there now. So
that operating system,
they just can't install the newest stuff.
No, don't. That operating system is tried and true. Everyone knows it works.
That is a gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah, especially if you want to play solitaire.
Yeah, I think you could probably play solitaire on that.
Yeah,
that makes sense to me.
That version played solitaire really, really well,
yeah,
without any glitches.
Yeah, why not? Yeah. Well, I would like to. Because of all of the poop on the highways these days, you know, from cows to presumably Elon. I just think that there should be a automatic broom system on the highway that cleans up the poop. And, you know, it could also be used to remove snow or other things, leaves, dead animal carcasses. But mostly, it's going to remove poop.
No driver either.
Then I can just not poop in my toilet, and I can just go out on the street and poop. And it'll be fine.
There are still laws that keep people from doing things like that. But yes, essentially, the poop cleaner up or street cleaner up or thing would work for that as well.
Excellent. I can save water.
To clean poop cleaner for the streets to clean up the poop. Hey, guys, I feel like this was a very successful episode of Council Cast.
Of shit.
I think the poop cleaner should only be paid in shitcoin.
There you go. And with that, I'm calling this council meeting adjourned. Thanks to everyone who listened. We record this podcast live on Tuesday nights. on YouTube. And if you'd like to see all of our past episodes, you can check us out at councilcast.org. We're also on Anchor.
On the all past episodes.
On some of our past episodes, not the most recent ones. Maybe some of the most recent ones soon. Who knows?
Who knows?
You can also find the files on iTunes or your favorite podcatcher. If you have a topic that you'd like the council's decision on, go ahead and email us at idontcare@councilcast.org or connect with us on Twitter at RealCouncilCast or Facebook by searching for CouncilCast. We don't update any of those social platforms, so, you know, good luck.
Please follow us. It'll be great.
Thanks for listening, and goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.